Hello, welcome! Season 2, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. I'm Jenny Tooley, your aging ingenue. I'm so excited that you're here today. Before we jump on into this episode, I wanted to let you know I have made a new treat for you. It's the Interactive Companion Guide for Season 1. Yes, Interactive Companion Guide, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue, Season 1. Jump on over to jennytooley.com to get more information. We're also going to be offering a mentorship program this year, so make sure that you are getting your monthly newsletter so that you can get all the insider tips and info. All right, what you've been waiting for? Here we go.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Jenny Tooley here. Glad to be here with you today. I am on the iPhone, so who knows what you're going to hear in the background. But I just wanted to pick it up and tell you a story, a real quick one. Have I told you about the time that I drove through a wicked storm? Now, I've driven through many wicked storms in my life, but this was like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz wicked. I was driving out of the Ozarks and up through the Missouri Plains towards Kansas City. Because I had to, I needed to be in Kansas City for something. And on my way there, I had stopped at this fantastic little place called Granny Lee's Cafe, which is literally Granny Lee's house that has been turned into a little, you know, kind of diner cafe off the side of the road. And after having eaten my delicious plate of food for an incredibly low price, it became clear on the weather station that they were watching that this wicked storm was going to be passing through. You know, she's like batten down the hatches. I'm like, okay, I'm not going there. There will be no hatch batten downing. I've been watching the weather. There weren't supposed to be any storms in Kansas City. There weren't supposed to be any storms in my destination until 9 p.m. After my appointment in Kansas City, I needed to go to another location, and it was supposed to be all good. So it's like, no worries. Get to Kansas City, do the thing, it's starting to rain. I'm like, okay. All right, no worries. You know, I will drive through the rain. So I'm in the rain, and I'm on a stretch of road. Luckily, it was a big stretch of highway that was about 134 miles of straight down the Missouri Plains. This storm came in fast and furious, and I couldn't see the road very well. I was looking at my radar on my phone, and I thought, you shouldn't be doing that, Jenny. And I was like, why? I can't see the road anyway. Anyhow, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, this storm is passing from east to west, and I'm driving from north to south. So I just need to drive through it. Just drive through it, Jenny, drive through it. And as I'm driving, it's pouring rain. Okay, I hook up to an 18-wheeler in front of me. There weren't very many people on the road. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow the lights of this 18-wheeler and get through it that way. So I'm following the 18-wheeler, and it gets pitch like dark. Like, you thought eclipse dark was dark? No, this was dark. And it was just all of a sudden, the clouds were coming down low, low out of the sky. They were dark gray, black clouds. The whole landscape changed instantly, and I was like, oh, this is not good. There was a tornado watch. The sky was not orange or green, and in Texas, you know, orange and green mean eek. So I was like, nope, it's just a really bad storm. It's okay. So we're continuing to drive down the road, and now we have slowed down, and now we have our hazard lights on, and now the truck in front of me is exiting the highway. So I'm in rural Missouri. There aren't very many exits, and the ones that there are don't go anywhere. And I'm thinking, if he's exiting the highway, I need to get off the highway. So at this point, the sky has now changed colors into white. Everything is now white. Bright, blinding white. The sky is white. The road is white. The rain that's hitting my windshield is white. I mean, it was just the most bizarre experience I've had in a very long time. So I get off the road and I sit on the side and I'm thinking, just drive through it. Because everything in my past, everything in my head in particular was like, you need to turn around or you need to stop right here. And I'm like, no, don't stop. This thing is moving east to west. You're just going to get stuck in this storm for hours. Keep driving south. Keep driving south. Keep driving south. So I stopped, waited for it to clear up a little bit. Looked like it was going to be good. Got back on the highway immediately. The same thing happened. So I get behind another truck. I'm driving. Get off the highway again. This time I'm in a town. And I'm thinking, should I just get a hotel here or something? No, just drive through it. You're so close to being through it. You're so close to being through it. So I get gas and I'm under one of those little metal, you know, gas awnings. And I mean, the sky was weird. So I'm looking around and it's, you know, letting up. And I'm like, okay, we must be really close to the end of this storm. Keep driving through it. As I'm driving through this storm, I'm thinking about life. I was incredibly focused. I wasn't panicked. I just knew I had to keep driving. My mind was really clear. That was the focus, right? I was very intensely focused on that one thing. There was nothing else to think about or worry about at that moment. Tunnel vision, right? And I was also thinking, though, about, for instance, building my business. I've been working on, who is Jenny Tooley as a brand? Like, how can I serve you and other people? And at the same time, bring in a stable income for me and my family. And this has been, the last couple of years, I've been really focused on this, outside of just being, making movies or doing interview series or anything like that. It's like, how can I really build a business brand in such a way that aligns with my values and aligns with who I am and what I like to do and allows me that space to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and know that as I am aging, you know, I'm going to be taken care of. I have an elder care plan in place and my animals are going to be taken care of, etc. So this has been a really long process and has been so hard. And I'll get to the end of a goal marker. And, you know, it has to shift, just like when I was making Stuck. It'd be like, I'd have the goal set up. Okay, we're going to have the draft of this done by this date. Sometimes that would work out, and other times, no. It became incredibly clear that if I wanted to stay sane and finish the project in a way that made me happy, the deadline had to be moved, and that there was nothing wrong with that. There was no shame in that. And that's how we got the movie finished. You know, there's the possibility that if I got so rigid with those dates and deadlines and expectations, that that movie wouldn't have gotten finished at all. That's what happens with movies. So the business is the same way, where I get to a goal and I think, okay, the income is going to turn around. You know, I've done all my budgeting and I've done all the J scale work and I've done everything, and this is going to turn around in this month, and then it doesn't. And it was just like this storm I was driving through. It looked like it was clearing up, and then it didn't. And then it looked like it was clearing up, and then it didn't. It looked like it was clearing up, and I was on the other side of it, and I wasn't. So it's just this, like, this perfect as a parable, I believe, for my life and what I'm working on right now. Just keep driving, Jenny. Just keep driving. Just keep doing slow and steady what you're doing. Everything's going to get taken care of. So, the end of the storm story. After 2 hours, yes, 2 hours and about 120 miles of this. It was really only 90 in the crappy. All of a sudden, on one side of my car, the sun broke through the clouds, and there were no clouds on that side of the highway. And the sun was, it was in the evening, so the sun was just shining across the landscape. Almost, you know, almost kind of that weird parallel light. And it was the brightest, sparkling light I'd ever seen. On the other side of the highway, I'm seeing the dark clouds. They're still there. But within the dark clouds is a full rainbow. I'm not talking a piece of a rainbow. I could see the rainbow from end to end. And a couple minutes later, it was gone. And I thought, there you go. Just drive through it. So that's what I'm doing. Driving through it. Taking breaks when I need to. Refueling the vehicle whenever I need to. And we will get to the other side of that, into that rainbow. And of course, who knows what's beyond that rainbow? But there is that hope and there's that ease. And it will clear up. This too shall pass. So there you go. And of course, I was praying most of that trip. And it did turn out. It turned out that there had been a tornado near where I was. And that there had been a wind shear in one of the small towns where the like end of that storm was. And I kind of wondered if I had stayed there, you know, if I had been, I would have gotten in a bigger mess. So there you have it. I hope you got something from that. And that you, if you are driving through a storm right now, literally or figuratively speaking, that you can do everything you need to do to take care of yourself and keep moving forward, because the storm will pass. All right. Love ya.
Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad to have you with me. Ooh. If something resonated with you, I sure hope that you'll take that and expand on it in your own life. Maybe you can apply it to something that's going on with you right now. If you really want to get in on the good magic, I'd head over to JennyTooley.com and grab up an interactive companion guide for season one and check out the mentorship program, because that's where the magic's gonna happen. All right, subscribe, join. Yay! Love you.